So Jalik and I decided to create this company that was 20 years ago. There's something that has been our footprint with our clients, and it's trust. And we develop a relationship with our clients, and we're in a position right now that we can meet our clients at their point of maturity, depending related to AI. So if you were an hire to us, that's the first thing that we would guide you to. We want to be your source of truth regarding the use of AI.
The following is our conversation with Angelica Perez and Virginia Minondo about Del Sur's exciting transformation and its impact on both clients and internal processes. We discuss their journey through rebranding and the evolving role of AI in enhancing their service offerings. Enjoy.
Hi there, my name is Angelica Perez. Thank you so much for having us, Eddie.
Hi, my name is Virginia Minondo. I'm Angelica's business partner, and it's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Oh, we're super excited to have you here. And we know that rebranding is in progress, but not only that, many other things regarding your business and your team. And we're really excited to learn more about it today. So why don't you tell us about it? Why don't you tell us about this rebranding? How did it come about? Why is it happening now?
We started a consultancy some time ago, a few months ago, considering that the industry is changing so much, and our company wanted our company to get adapted to the new trends of the industry, and in general of this world with the introduction of AI. So well, we started working on how we should adapt our company to this new change, we discovered that our name was not in accordance with the idea that we have of the new company that So that was the beginning of saying, well, we need a new name. This name is not really following up or, you know, going together with the changes that we had in mind. So we decided to rebrand.
It was like the result of a process that we started, like Angelica said, 2 or 3 months ago, when we discovered that the type of company that we wanted to become based on the challenges and the new road the industry is facing. So formerly, our company was named Del Sur Translations, and we thought that was too restrictive considering the new services that we have in our portfolio at the moment. So that's why we decided that the name had to be shortened, and there was a lot of internal discussions with our marketing team and with our team of collaborators as what the new name should be. So we had several back and forth, and we finally decided, okay, let's just say the Sur, period. And that was the end of it. And we're very happy with it. There were a few other changes related to the brand, like a different color, different font, more, it's more fresh, more, giving more the idea of flexibility and adaptability, which we believe is the key to the new world we have a control about.
And this is great, right? Because we are in the language industry and words are really important to us. And I love how you've taken very seriously the change of the name, just starting with the words that are said there and what it means for the company. How has the team received this change, you know, going from Del Sur Translations to Del Sur? What has it meant for the team internally?
Well, the team worked with us in this new movement. We decided that this would not be like a one decision or the CEO's decision. It would be a whole team of collaborators working together to make something new. So the new name came from the marketing department with our agreement. But then there is a slogan, there is a motto, there is, you know, something that accompanies the name. That is next gen solutions. So in order to reach to that slogan, we worked with the team, and the team made a lot of proposals. We received over 30 proposals. They were anonymous, and we chose the one that we liked the best, and that was created by a member of the team. So they were super excited about the all these changes and the new name and everything. So because they felt they participated and they somehow, you know, were part of this.
And I think at some point internally, the name of a company was already being used in the shorter form.
Yeah.
So it was a natural process. So even though there's a rebranding, and we're very happy and excited about that, and we feel that it really represents what we want to offer to the industry and to our clients at this point, it was a natural evolution, and we're very happy about it.
I'm really glad you talk about evolution, because you're mentioning shortening the name, you're mentioning things about colors, but I know that there is much more to all of this, and your solutions then are evolving. So how are your services, your products, your solutions changing inside of this rebranding?
Well, you know, AI is trendy now, and since the appearance of ChatGPT over 2 years ago, 1 year and a half, the world is upside down, and we are all talking about generative AI and everything. But in the language industry, we've been using AI, let's say, using machine translation for a long time. I mean, we included or introduced machine translation in our services over 6 years ago. So this is part of what we have. I mean, we try to follow the world trends and the all industry trends. Introducing AI, implementing AI in some of our solutions, but in some others, it was already present. This is, I think that the challenge is making the clients understand that this is not new for us, that in the language industry, we've been using AI for a long time, and maybe they were not even aware that we were doing it, or they knew that we were using machine translation, maybe they don't consider machine translation as part of AI. Anyways, machine translation maybe was the only thing that we were doing using AI in the past. And with the introduction of generative AI, we decided that a lot more services would be added to our portfolio in order to adapt to what our clients expect and what the world is really, where it's going to. So we created an innovation department, where it's a research and development department, where we started researching and investigating about what we could do with AI apart from machine translation.
The idea behind this research and development department was twofold. There are some improvements that we are adding to our internal processes, the introduction of some AI-based tools that would help us be more efficient and optimize some of our processes. The other aspect, as Angelica mentioned, is the research and the implementation of AI-based tools in some of our services. Again, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're not coming up with a new LLM. We're not a tech company. We're just trying to make sure that our traditional services are powered by the tools and the applications that we now have available, and at the same time, making sure that we have a human in the loop. This is a very common expression right now, but we just want to reassure our clients that the same seamless and professional service is going to be backing up this implementation.
Great.
By the way, yes. Well, we decided that the slogan that was going with our new logo and new brand was Next Gen Language Solutions. We also chose another slogan that was, you know, in the proposals of our team that we really loved for launching the new services, that is AI-powered, human-perfected, because we really feel that our great contribution to this, as Virginia said before, AI is everywhere, and we are not creating any new tool or anything. We are just using the tools that are available in the market, that are new in the market, and we are adding the stage of human interaction or human correction or human policy evaluation or whatever to make sure that the content is perfect, that the projects that we are delivering are perfect. So we really believe that our great contribution is the human touch that we are putting on the AI services that are already, or the AI tools that are already available in the market.
I feel very positive about what you're doing. You it's almost like you are setting up a precedent, that you are putting a type of manifesto towards your approach to technology. So I already get a hint of like how an existing client of yours should feel. And, you know, those that are not yet using your services, if I'm one of those upcoming clients, right? I've never worked with you. What should I expect from this new approach? What am I going to receive in terms of like service and the approach that you are having to technology?
With the Jalik and I decided to create this company that was 20 years ago, there's something that has been our footprint with our clients, and it's trust. And we develop a relationship with our clients, and we're in a position right now that we can meet our clients at their point of maturity, related to AI. So if you were a new client to us, that's the first thing that we would guide you to. We want to be your source of truth regarding the use of AI. Again, like I said before, we're not going to invent a new tool. We're not going to bring up a new LLM. We're not going to bring a Gemini 4 to the world. But we're going to try to make sure that we're going to advise you what's the best course of action that you can have with your content, with your other clients, with your marketing campaign, with your manuals, with whatever content you want to work with AI. It could be video, it could be audio, it could be written, it could be the creation of new content, it could be how you manage your data, how you get content from your data. That's our approach. We want to be your source of truth. And how's the best way to approach this that I have? And with the same idea that we've been using with our other clients, we're going to try to do the same. We're going to try to guide you and advise you and provide the best service that we have available.
And this is really telling, because it also shows a bit of your approach and how you're seeing the industry. So we are very curious always to understand, for many companies, 2024 has been a challenging year, ending of 2023, because of this entire conversation. Some have seen it as a deadly threat, something that has destroyed their companies. So others have seen it as an opportunity. So could you tell us a little bit more about how you've seen the industry since ChatGPT? That's the conversation right now. But what is your outlook? How do you see the upcoming years for the industry?
Well, as I said before, these are times of change. So there's a need to adapt. We need to know that we have to adapt. The industry will be absolutely transformed after a few years. I don't think there will be like the regular traditional services or workflows or procedures or processes or whatever left in the companies. So we all need to adapt from tools to processes, to skills from the talent that we have in our workforce. Everything needs to adapt to the new trend and to the new expectations from our client. Because it's not only what is going on in terms of technology, it's what our clients expect. This is a time when all know what things can be done with AI. So everything expects fast turnaround times, cheaper budgets, better solutions, and everything with high quality. So I think that we all in this industry need to adapt to this new trend and make sure that we are really meeting our clients' expectations.
From our standpoint, I'm faced with these new challenges since, like you said, the appearance of ChatGPT 2023, a challenging 2024. And as we see 2025, it is still going to be challenging. No, we're not going to deny that. But there's also great opportunity out there. And the most important thing is that we remain relevant, current, and we can still be accountable for what we do. So with that in mind, and that's the feeling or the approach that we want to portray moving to 2025.
It's an amazing summary, the one you're mentioning, staying relevant, current, accountable. And of course, we assume that this is only powered, like you said, AI powered, human perfected. Let's end talking a little bit about that amazing team that you have, those humans perfecting those AI powered services. Who are they? Who are these amazing professionals that you're working with? Where are they? And tell us a little bit about that and your own background.
Well, they're all based in Argentina. We are based in Argentina. Our team's here.
There are a few that are in the rest of South America and a few others in the United States, because we still work with languages from all of Latin America. So we do have professionals in different countries in Latin America that we work with. But the main... Our internal team is based in Argentina. That's correct. Yes.
Yes, we have two offices. Most of them are in the Córdoba province, or city of Córdoba, or city of Alta Gracia. And then there are just a few others in other provinces. And this is internal team. We have 20. And then the freelancers are everywhere. I mean, there are freelancers. There are even freelancers. We mainly translate into the languages of Latin America. They say Spanish, all variants, Brazilian, Portuguese, Haitian, Creole, Papiamento from the Alps in the Caribbean. But our translators are scattered everywhere. We have people in Europe. We have people in the United States, all in Argentina, you know, in many countries in Latin America, in your dear Colombia. So they're everywhere.
Regarding to part of your question, Eddie, as to who is this team and why we believe that our AI-powered services can be human-perfected is because we trust our team. Our internal collaborators, we have done a lot of effort in time and money in their evolution and in their learning. The new trends, the new services that we have been created as a collaboration within all the team. It's not just these two minds. This is a result of the whole team working together. So again, we have worked with a consultancy firm, and they have also suggested several training courses that we are doing, the whole team. And we do tell our team of freelancers, you know, that the world is changing, that they don't need to be afraid, that they need to adapt. Again, what we said about our clients, we have the same message downstream to our pool of translators, linguists, and other language professionals. There's no need to be afraid. We just need to adapt, change, evolve, keep on learning. If there's one day in your life that you feel you haven't learned anything, then that day you're done. And so that's how we feel. That's how we lead our own lives. And that's what we want our people to do for their benefit and for the benefit of all of us.
And thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing what a little bit about the culture and the philosophy of Del Sur. I'm pretty sure everyone would agree with me that we want to learn a little bit more about that. So if I'm someone who is really talented and I want to work with you, where should I go? If I'm a company and I like the philosophy of work that you have, what should I do? Where can we find you?
Of course, they can reach us via email. They can check our website. Since we are rebranding, our website and email addresses and everything is changing from the translations to the sort.ar. So today, right now, the change in our email addresses is happening. And after that, the change in the website will follow, maybe next week, I think.
Most probably.
The whole deployment of the new domain. So it's complicated times for getting in touch with us. But of course, via LinkedIn, you can find us, and then they can make a call or a phone. The website will be up and running, you know, even though we are changing the domain, you will see the website like normal. So they can reach us there.
Excellent. By the time we see this out, probably people, when they listen to this, they should be able to see Del Sur. .ar. I don't know if there is anything else that you'd like to mention before we go.
Yeah, big thanks to all the colleagues, clients, customers, friends, collaborators that have cheered us, upheld us, and helped us throughout this process. It's not over. It is just the beginning, and we're very happy that we're still on the race.
And we are very happy to still see you being relevant, current, and accountable for the work you're doing. Thank you so much for joining Localization today. This is your house. If you have other announcements in the future, if you want to talk about anything else, you're more than welcome to come. If you're going to be at LogWorld, we'd love to connect again or any of the other events, right? ATA, we'd love to talk to Del Sur and see how the evolution of your services is happening. We're excited to get to know more about this in the future.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you so much.
Excellent. And this was our conversation with Angelica Perez and Virginia Minondo from Del Sur, from Argentina. My name is Eddie Arrieta, CEO of Multilingual Magazine. And this was yet another amazing conversation. Thank you so much for listening. This is Localization Today.